If it's not our poor, poor little soul.
Willing slave.
In the middle of the night, we cut off a little bit of your man hair. And a little sample of your man seed.
Creamy.
So that we could have a little experiment with you. But we have to warn you. We'll be experimenting with your soul. The problem is...
Just a little one.
Oh, there's a chance.
A little chance.
Just a small little chance that we may own your soul forever.
Yeah.
Is that a chance you're willing to take?
Oh, for me.
You'd have to be willing.
Very willing.
Are you willing to give us your soul forever for two wonderful witches that would never trick you in a million years?
Oh, no.
They would never trick you.
Of course not.
Do you trust us?
It's just us, Alexandra.
And you trust me, Isabella, don't you?
I've never led you astray before.
I would never mislead you.
I just need someone to test out this brew.
Oh, come on. I would never lie to you. But I lie to you, honey.
It's a brew that we made just for you.
You do want to drink it, don't you? We would never poison you.
Oh, no. That would ruin the fun.
Would we drug you? Come on now. Would we do anything bad to you? We just want to own your soul, honey.
Well, for eternity, that is.
Oh, this is so bad to be our slave for eternity.
I mean, you get to worship us forever.
And you do trust me, because I'm so sweet and innocent, aren't I?
Wow.
I'm a sweet, innocent, good witch.
I'm the good witch. I do all of those wonderful things that make him feel so good.
You don't want to trust Alexander. She's evil. She's lying to you. She's the evil one. She's the evil one.
You should trust me.
No.
I know exactly what was put in that brew.
She's the evil one. You don't want to take anything that she gives you.
Isabella's the evil
one. She's going to poison you.
She's the one that knows that.
No, you don't want to trust her. Don't trust Alexandra. You need to trust me.
You'll like my brew.
No, you want to trust anything I give you because I'm the good one.
Do you trust Isabella?
Yes, you trust me.
I thought you trusted Alexandra.
You trust me.
Don't listen to
me. I'm so sweet, aren't I?
She's trying to seduce you.
I would never seduce the
yes,
poor
yes,
boy.
Yes, she is. Listen. Drink what she made for you.
It's such a sweet drink. You just want to drink it.
My drink is safe.
My drink is safe.
Nothing will happen to you that you don't want.
My drink will make you horny.
Isabella.
Drink my drink and nothing bad will happen to you.
Which one do you want? Hers or mine?
Do you want my drink or do you want her drink?
Which tastes better?
Oh, if you have my drink, maybe something good will happen.
Something great will happen if you drink my drink.
Tell you what. Let's say that he drinks yours.
Yes. First.
He should drink yours first, just to see what happens to the poor boy.
She's trying to scare you. Don't fall for it.
She's the evil one. I'm just trying to prove it.
I made a brew that will restore your manhood and virility. You will be a powerhouse for women.
What? She's just trying to trick you, honey.
No, it'll make him hard and throbbing.
Oh, but mine's going to make him so aroused and sexy. And you're just going to trick him. You're going to make him something else, aren't you? Are you going to turn him into a toad?
A horny toad.
Oh.
But it'll be cute. Because you know those little toads get kisses from princesses.
Drink up. Drink her drink.
Just a little sip.
As you become more relaxed. A drink making you more relaxed.
The moon tastes so good.
Close your eyes. Yes. Are you developing a rash on your hands?
Oops, that was the wrong drink.
You shouldn't have trusted Alexandra.
Oh dear. You have a rash.
I told you she was bad.
I didn't know it just happened.
I told you not to trust her. You have a rash on your hands. You better not touch yourself.
You shouldn't touch yourself.
Because you know what that will happen.
Then you'll have a scratchy penis.
Then your penis might get a rash and that would be bad.
Oh, very, very bad. But so much fun.
So much fun. I think I'm just going to have to burn this incense so that he can go into this deep sleep. Such a deep sleep so he begins to trust me more and relax my obedient slave. Smell this incense as I burn all this wonderful lore and all this Egyptian myrrh. Let it soak in your nostrils now. Yes, you love the way it feels as you become more aroused. Drink this other potion now. Yes, as you become magically aroused. I told you I was good. You're getting aroused, but you have a rash on your hands. Too bad.
I know. Now we've got him right to where we want him.
How do you touch yourself?
Exactly.
What are you going to do when you're
we could make him hump something.
That you feel so very good.
It does feel good to throb.
Your eyes are so heavy. Because this incense is making your eyelids so tired.
So sleepy. You want to close your eyes, don't you?
You love closing your eyes. And the more you keep your eyes closed, the heavier your legs get. And your legs are so heavy. And the more you drink the potion, your cock gets even harder. And it's simply so hard that your legs stay heavier. And they feel numb.
Yes.
We should give them this potion. Makes his legs turn completely paralyzed.
Oh, just a little taste.
Or maybe you should give him this mysterious potion that he doesn't know what it does.
You want a little taste?
Does he trust you?
Yeah. Of course he does, don't
what does
you?
It do?
Well, it does something to you that you'll absolutely adore.
Do you trust her?
He'll make you come like you've never come before.
Do you trust Alexandra?
Just a little taste for me.
You know better than that.
We'll drink Isabella's drink.
No.
You want mine, don't you?
Maybe. Or maybe you want this one. This big, shiny red glass. Full of all this wonderful drink. Doesn't it look sweet?
Which do you want?
Do you want this one?
What about mine?
What about mine?
But
who
mine's
do you trust?
So pretty.
Do you trust me to make you feel good? Or do you trust Alexandra?
I will make you feel so wonderful. Drink mine.
Drink mine. I made you feel good last time. You took the wrong one last time.
Oh, well, that's hardly fair.
You should trust me because I'm the good witch that makes you aroused, and she's the bad witch that makes you feel bad.
It's not that bad.
Yes, it is. You need to trust me. Tell him to take mine, Alexandra. Just tell him.
Yours? You want him to drink your potion, Isabella?
Yes, just do it.
Just drink the potion,
boy. Make him drink mine, because he just... he needs to know how wonderful his body can feel.
Drink the potion.
Yes, drink mine.
Drink
sip
up. Up, up, up.
Drink my potion. There you go.
Good boy.
Sip up. As you become hypnotized, drink, open your mouth, and swallow the potion.
Ooh.
You can feel your penis burning. Burn, burn, burn.
I told you she was no good.
You can feel your cock burning.
Oh.
It's burning, and your balls are burning. Your balls and your cock are burning.
It's on fire.
It's on fire.
You need a spell to freeze that cock.
God, Alexandra, are you going to do a counter spell and ruin what I've done?
Oh, well, he's on fire. He needs to beg me. He needs to beg me to stop it from burning.
But I like it when he's on fire and burning. Why are you going to help him? You're supposed to be evil.
Well, I didn't say how I was going to stop it from burning.
I like it when he's in pain.
Oh, I do too.
And he can't even touch himself.
Not even a little bit.
Look, he's got a rash and it just itches.
You want to touch it, don't you?
We control him.
Oh, we sure do.
He's so easy to control.
So open and manipulative.
His mind is so empty, right? He's so obedient.
And willing, aren't you?
His balls are stinging.
So swollen.
Oh, if we take his man seed and just burn it with this flame over the candle, we'll feel his testicles begin to burn. Burn, testicles, burn.
She's burning you.
Do you feel the burn? Yeah, feel the burn.
Oh.
We'll take a lock of his man hair as his pubic hair begins to burn.
Oh, she's gonna control your soul.
Oh, poor boy.
You need something to quench that fire, don't you?
Do you want Alexandra to help you?
Just a little.
Do you want her to cool you down?
A nice, kind, refreshing drink. It'll take away all of that burn and discomfort.
Do you trust her?
You should trust me.
You trust me? I'm the good one.
You should trust me. I'll make it feel so much better.
You're burning.
To stop it. Stop it. Drink it. The blue, cold,
refreshing
drink. Drink it up real quick.
Burning.
That's it. Drink it up. Drink it up. Drink it up. Oh, good.
So much better, wasn't it? Very nice.
Oh, but the room is so cold.
So cold. You shouldn't have trusted her with that. It's a little too cold. Freezing your balls are so cold.
They're
blue balls.
Frozen. They are blue balls.
Blue is cold. Ice. Ice cold. I told you not to trust her.
Well, I wanted to give him blue balls one way or another.
You didn't think they'd get that cold.
That blue.
Mm-hmm.
Frozen just for you.
Oh, he's so easy to toy with.
Well. He wants this, I think.
His mind is so easy to manipulate.
Very easy.
Oh, look at this cauldron. You can see all these bubbles starting to move. Look, I can see his soul already.
Ooh.
All the smoke starting to form. It looks like his soul is finally ready to give himself to us.
Completely.
Perhaps.
Entirely.
Perhaps in time.
He'll be mine.
He might be ours for eternity.
Oh, that'd be so perfect.
Looks like his soul is halfway there. We still have work to do.
Just a few more little drinks.
Oh, yes.
Just a few more drops.
A few more candles to burn. Perhaps some wax we might have to pour on his ball sack.
Oh, that would warm them up in case his balls are not hot.
Yeah.
That would certainly warm them up.
Oh, yeah. to leave deeper now. We need to put him into a deep sleep so he can never resist us ever
again.
A deep hypnotic sleep that he can never resist.
Yes.
Come with me.
Okay.
I'll do a hand over mine. We'll do the shadows over the cauldron now. Spooning all the shadows.
All the vampires now.
Summoning.
Yes.
Resisting
powers.
Magic powers.
Magic powers.
We control his mind.
We
control
his mind.
We control
his mind.
We control his
mind.
Let our hands bond.
Yes,
the hands bond.
Oh.
Feel the energy.
Energy. Really energy. 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 All over taking.
Controlling the seed. The max seed.
Power from my finger.
Yes. The lightning in your eyes.
My hands. And wind and fire.
Power in your hands.
Ooh, growing and getting stronger.
Look at his body. He's convulsing.
Yes.
He can't resist us.
He's not supposed to. Soul, come to me.
Yes. He ends up with this potion over his body. And then leaves over his body.
Yes.
See these candles that burn up. Surrender to us. Come to me, your body. As we pour salt all the rest of his body. And lavender over his face.
Pulling that string.
It's pulling.
It's pulling. Pulling.
Controlling
the
energy.
Pulling the energy.
So relaxed. Such
willing.
Relaxing.
Willing.
Just pretending to be sweet and innocent.
Fine. I want his soul. It looks tasty.
Doesn't his soul look delicious?
Oh, I want to eat it.
Oh, yes. We need to eat his soul.
Savor.
Eat it so it's mine.
I want to put his soul on fire. I want to put his soul on a cockpit and burn it alive and twist it around and around on a big board. Wouldn't that be fun?
I think that would be a lot of fun.
Oh, yes. I want to put his soul above the cauldron and spin it in circles like a hickory smoke fire.
Ooh, and make it.
I want to have a soul barbecue.
Smoky and sizzling.
Have it burn and burn and sizzle.
Yeah.
A sizzling soul screaming, help. Or no one can hear from you.
Never.
He should have taken a good potion of heart. Then he could have masturbated.
That's true.
But instead, he can only squirm.
Oh, like a little worm.
Is he squirming?
He sure is.
Is he squirming?
Writhing, and it's painful.
It's too bad he's paralyzed. It's hard to squirm very much.
Well, he's trying.
Yes, he is.
But he can't move.
Very far.
He's stuck right there.
Oh, and his eyes are so tired.
Sleepy.
Yes. Let the energy go. Your body sleeps. Yes, and we're going to take the spell that we've concocted. And we're going to say a few words. And these words will have a lifetime effect on your body. These words will have an effect on you for the rest of your eternal life. It will arouse you forever.
And keep you in trance.
Yes, we need to do a love spell.
Yes. It will arouse a lifetime.
Forever.
For an eternity.
I like that.
Let's sprinkle some of this dragon's blood into the cauldron. I have some of this. If we sprinkle some of this and put a little fire into it, and a little of his man seed, then whenever he sees smoke for the rest of his life, his balls will begin to overfill with cum.
And ooze out.
It'll feel like they're just bolting with cum.
Swollen and tender and full of man seed.
Every time he sees smoke, it's just like the smoke coming out of his cauldron.
Spiraling up, oh, reaching for him.
Look at all the smoke. I love the smoke out of the cauldron.
It looks so good.
Yes, and he's so aroused by the smoke, enchanting his heart.
Oh, infecting his brain.
So relaxing.
So comforting, isn't it?
Yes, and we need a little bit more of this to sprinkle too.
There we go.
Whenever he sees a witch.
A beautiful witch.
Especially if they look like us.
His legs are going to get weak.
Very weak.
And he's going to find it so difficult to stand up.
Can't stand.
Can you imagine?
Paralyzed.
It'll feel like he's just stunned by our beauty and our
frozen. Stunned and unable to move.
Oh, perfect. He sees a witch, no matter where he is.
Or where they are.
Perfect. An eternal life.
Oh, devotion and adoration.
That's why I love sprinkling his
yes.
eyes. This energy.
All of it growing.
Sucking it up to me.
All of it growing. Yes, that comes.
You trust me, don't
yes.
you?
You trust us
you
both.
You trust me. I control you.
But Alexandra really does it.
I control you. I would never do anything evil. evil, would I?
I'm slightly mischievous.
Oh, come on, am I mischievous? Would I do anything devious? Come on now.
Well, just a little fun,
don't we just want to own your soul.
Well, for eternity.
Is that so bad?
It's just one little soul.
It's just your soul.
It's ours now.
It's just that we collect souls. What's just another one?
It's just one more to add to the cauldron.
Yeah, what's the big deal?
It's so much fun to have a
mind. But you know what? We're gonna give you a little bit of fun.
Just a little.
Whenever we say the word focus.
Focus.
What's going to happen, Alexandra?
Oh, his nipples are gonna get all tingly, and it feels like they're being sucked and tweaked. Lips. Juicy lips.
Oh, yeah. So when we say the word focus, he's going to feel his nipples being sucked.
Yeah.
Maybe you're not so evil.
Well, no, but I like the word pocus.
But when we do that, it means all the smoke coming out of the cauldron is going to pool on his penis.
Perfect.
But his hands have a rash. So that means he doesn't even have to touch himself.
No.
The smoke is going to pool on his penis?
Absolutely.
So basically we're going to steal his man seed right out of his body?
Well, the smoke will jerk and steal the seed for us.
Oh, that's splendid.
The cauldron is so powerful, it just sucks the cum right out of him.
So I can say hocus in his nipples, guitar.
And I can say pocus, and the smoke will cause his penis to get hard and steal the seed.
But my favorite word is abracadabra.
Abracadabra?
Abracadabra.
What does abracadabra do?
It makes him 50 times more aroused.
50?
50.
Abracadabra.
Abracadabra. 50 times more aroused. Pocus.
Pocus.
Abracadabra.
Aren't you lucky?
And look, Corbin can't even move.
Oh, just paralyzed.
Abracadabra.
Hocus pocus.
Pocus.
Hocus.
Abracadabra.
Pocus.
Oh, yes, poor thing.
Oh, you're so horny.
Oh, do you see a witch in your mind? Abracadabra. You've seen smoke? Abracadabra.
Focus.
Focus.
Abracadabra.
Ooh, are you feeling aroused? It's a shame that your hands are so itchy.
Oh, focus.
All this energy. All this energy. Abracadabra. I control your mind.
That's
I control your body. Focus. Controlling you. Controlling you. It's so wonderful.
Focus.
So good to control you all over. Controlling your mind and controlling your body. Abracadabra.
Focus.
Controlling your mind and controlling your body. A servitude forever.
Always ours.
Forever and ever.
The witch controls you.
Yes, you love an evil witch.
Abracadabra.
Pocus.
Ooh, look at him. So hot.
Pocus, pocus, pocus.
Hocus, hocus, hocus.
Hocus, pocus, hocus.
Smoke.
Oh, I like that smoke.
Pocus. Oh, that's it. Pocus. Pocus.
You're pulling it out of him.
Pocus. I want to steal it.
You're stealing his seed.
Yes. I want to steal
Abracadabra. Steal it. Pocus. Pulling it out of his body. Summoning it. Stealing his man. Into the cauldron.
Smoke. Pocus.
Taking it out.
Abracadabra.
Feels so good now.
give you the option to come.
Oh.
Kind of.
A little bit.
We're going to make you come. It doesn't matter what you think. Because we're going to steal it out of you.
Stealing your man.
But your option is this. You're either going to come for us, or we're going to make you do it. But you're going to come into the cauldron so we can own yourself for an eternity.
More man seed.
And when we get your man seed in our cauldron, we'll own your soul forever. Abracadabra.
Hocus.
Hocus.
Smoke.
Hocus.
Witch.
Hocus.
Pocus.
Abracadabra.
Hocus.
Hocus.
Pocus.
Abracadabra.
Hocus.
Abracadabra.
Pocus.
Abracadabra.
There it is. Pocus. Bubbling in our cauldron.
Just imagine, you thought we were so innocent because of our sweet voices.
Oh, well.
It's a shame that we control your soul forever.
But it turns me on.
We are so powerful and he is so weak.
And entranced forever.
Yes, it's a shame that he's going to see witches forever.
Oh.
And he'll see
forever. And you will always remember, won't you?
Poor thing.
Oh, but you will like it.
And he gave up his soul just for an erection and an ejaculation.
Well, we had to seal the cum somehow.
And we just stole it out of him.
Right out of his cock.
And his hands still have a rash.
You should see a doctor for that.
Yeah, I think you should.